This is the story of the night the music came to life. Welcome to the Utkowski Institute of Musical Arts, the place where all young jazz musicians come to learn how to swing. Here we have our protagonist, one Sonny Fontaine, trumpet player, computer wizard, layabout. Sonny has let that horn gather so much dust, it wouldn't look out of place in Tommy Dorsey's attic, and he's on course to crash and burn at the final recital. Just say he's a little rough around the edges. Master Fontaine is better at Minecraft than he is at 2-5-1s and tritone substitutions. And the head of jazz? Well, he's fresh out of patience. He's the kind of old-fashioned fella thinks kinda blue is newfangled nonsense. And don't even get him started on a love supreme. The kids, they call him the sorcerer. And he's got something to say. He was old-fashioned. Nobody else has used the plunger and pixie mute combo that way since the White House belonged to Franklin D. Roosevelt, and a woman in trousers would set tongues a-wagging for a week. Anyway, here we are at the final band practice before the recital, and the sorcerer is listening in. When Fontaine's turn comes around, well, he just can't keep up. Said the sorcerer. You've got more chance of keeping Charlie Parker sober on a Saturday night than getting through this recital. You better knuckle down. Well, Sonny did knuckle down, but not in the way the sorcerer had in mind. As any diehard gamer will tell you, the quickest way to win is to cheat. Sonny fed everything he knew into a little app he'd made called Sweep. He gave it Miles, Coltrane, the Brecker Brothers, Clark and Bob, Ellington, Basie, Maria Schneider, and Snarky Puppy too. And when the recital came around, Sonny's digital apprentice performed on his behalf. We'll be right back. best music he'd ever produced. But there was a problem. You see, young Sonny had conjured a spectacle of jazz grand enough to get Dizzy Gillespie sitting up in his grave to listen. But he couldn't get it to stop. On and on and on it went, the class looking on in awe and in horror. See, last night in his overexcitement, Sonny had told it to keep it coming. And now the ghost in the machine was doing just as it was told. But Sonny had forgotten to install an off switch. The sorcerer stood in the corner, a power cable in his hand, and with one swift yank, silence. Silence. Stop, he said. That's quite enough of that. But it only lasted a beat. One by one, every phone in the room lit up like the neon signs of Fritz Street. Even down in the basement of the Institute, they had Wi-Fi. And the thing Sonny had awakened wasn't about to let some old professor shut it off. Now, there were five of them. There were 50, 5,000. Every phone, every tablet, every dusty desktop in unison, from London to Lima, from Manhattan to Milton Keynes, an unstoppable global bebop cacophony. Build a machine you can't control. One day, it might be calling the tune.